Now the news, I'm Wen Jie. China and Kenya have agreed to strengthen and deepen their relations. Foreign Minister Wang Yi says it is a consensus reached after the meeting with his Kenyan counterpart, Rachel Omeno, in Mombasa. Wang says China will continue to support Kenya in accelerating industrialization and modernization. It's been announced that China will appoint a special envoy for the Horn of Africa to support efforts to overcome security challenges and ensure the region's peace and prosperity. The Chinese side will also provide another 10 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines to Kenya. Chinese Vice Premier Sun Chunlan says people's access to medical services must not be denied under any excuse. It comes as multiple complaints have been made about the difficulty of accessing medical services in Xi'an, which is experiencing a COVID-19 resurgence. Sun says it is sad that such cases have occurred and lessons should be learned. She adds patients in serious or critical conditions must be treated immediately with or without the proof of nucleic acid tests. The number of COVID-19 infections around the world has topped 300 million. That's according to the latest data provided by Johns Hopkins University. The Chinese mainland reported 116 new locally transmitted COVID-19 cases on Thursday. Shanxi reported 57 cases, while Henan registered 56. President of the International Olympic Committee says the Beijing 2022 playbook is not just a rule book, but a way of life with the Winter Olympic Games approaching. Thomas Bach says the IOC has held a series of consultation calls with athlete representatives from around the world, the National Olympic Committees, and the International Olympic Winter Sports Federations. They've decided that all games participants should already follow the measures laid out in the playbook before their departure to Beijing. It's been reported that dozens of protesters were killed overnight as they tried to storm administrative buildings in Kazakhstan's largest city, Almaty. At least 12 law enforcement officers have been killed, with over 350 injured during clashes with protesters. The protests, sparked by dissatisfaction over surging fuel prices, escalated on Wednesday, with protesters storming the main government building in Almaty, setting police vehicles on fire and attacking the regional branch of the ruling Nur Otan party. The mounting unrest has prompted the Kazakh government to seek help from the Collective Security Treaty Organization, which has decided to deploy peacekeeping forces to Kazakhstan. Kazakh President Kasym-Jomart Tokayev has signed a presidential decree accepting the resignation of the government. The Russian aerospace forces are delivering a contingent to Kazakhstan as part of a peacekeeping mission organized by the Collective Security Treaty Organization. The collective peacekeeping forces include troops from Russia, Belarus, Armenia, Tajikistan, and Kyrgyzstan. The Moscow-led CSTO says the mission's main tasks are to protect important state and military facilities and to provide assistance to the Kazakh law enforcement agencies to stabilize the situation. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is calling on parties in Kazakhstan to refrain from violence and promote dialogue to address the volatile situation. A spokesperson for the UN chief also says over 100 international personnel and 530 national staff fall under the UN security arrangements in Kazakhstan, and everyone is safe and accounted for. U.S. President Joe Biden has accused his predecessor Donald Trump of posing a continuing threat to American democracy. Biden made the remarks in a speech on the anniversary of the deadly U.S. Capitol attack by Trump supporters who tried to overturn his 2020 election defeat. Jim Spellman has more details.
One of the most forceful speeches, certainly, that I can recall from President Joe Biden. He made no bones about the fact that this was an assault on the United States form of government. He's saying that the rioters, quote, held a dagger at the throat of America and a dagger at the throat of democracy.
That's the news. I'm Wen Jie.